Iowa State University is among four research institutions nationwide participating in a project to sequence the maize or corn genome. Scientists are trying to determine the corn plant's exact genetic makeup in much the same way another team of researchers recently deciphered the human genome. Patrick Schnabel is a professor of agronomy at Iowa State University and associate director of the Plant Sciences Institute. He also is co-principal investigator on the project. I spoke with him recently about the effort and asked him to explain what a genome is.
Every living organism has within it DNA, which when we look at all the DNA together, we would call that the genome. And the genome is really like a computer program, not written by humans, but created by nature, that provides all of the information needed for an organism to grow and develop the way it does.
So when we talk about mapping the genome, what are we trying to determine?
So mapping the genome and sequencing the genome are two steps. The first one is finding out which genes are present in the genome and where they're located. And sequencing the genome is actually reading the genetic code or the computer program of an organism, so deciphering it.
Now, when we talk about corn, corn is something we see a lot of in Iowa.
Yes, we do.
We grow it very successfully. Why do we need to know about the genome of the corn plant? And why do we not know about the genome of the corn plant, I guess?
Okay, those are two good questions. I'll answer the second one first. Why don't we know yet? The corn genome is a very, very complex genome. It is more complex than the human genome, which has been sequenced. And it is going to be the most complicated genome that humans have deciphered yet. So the reason we haven't got it yet is it's harder than anything else we've done. We've been spending the last 5 or 6 years getting ready to tackle this very complicated challenge. Why it matters, why it's important, you're right, we grow corn very well here. In fact, I had relatives visiting from the East Coast a week ago, and we went out and saw one of these giant corn piles at one of the co-ops. It's impressive what we can do in terms of growing corn. And this is really one of the reasons we need to understand the genome. By understanding the genome, we'll be able to adapt that computer program, the genetic program of corn, to encourage the plant to grow in new ways that are more suitable for human use. So to produce, for example, products that can be used in industrial processes, starches and oils. And this will develop new uses for corn. And classic economic theory says that supply and demand, if we can find new uses for corn, that will increase demand and increase the price. And this affects all Iowans.
If we're able to grow corn successfully already, and we're able to engineer corn in certain ways already, mm-hmm. To resist pests, to do things like that, I guess, what more do we need to do?
Well, we don't know what all the genes are yet. So that's the first thing, is this project will help us find essentially all of the genes, which will give us a real understanding of how the organism works at the basic biochemical level, and thereby guide future experimentation and research and development. So we can come up with new uses for corn that we probably can't even envision right now. One of the things that I find so striking about biology is the deeper we understand a process, the more questions open up. It's like going into a cave and seeing more and more passageways with stalactites and stalagmites and crystals and caves. There's more the deeper we go.
The practical applications of this we've kind of talked about, making corn plants more efficient so that mm-hmm. they can be used in new and innovative ways. Can you give me, I know things we haven't envisioned yet, but there have to be some things that we have envisioned. Are there some examples that you could share?
Well, one simple one would be ethanol production. This is something a lot of corn in Iowa is being used for now. We can certainly envision developing corn lines, varieties of corn that convert to ethanol more efficiently and more quickly, and therefore a given ethanol plant can produce more ethanol in a year with the same amount of corn.
You mentioned the human genome, that the corn genome is actually more complex
yes.
than the human genome. Why is that?
This is something that just fascinates me and I think many people. Human beings, their genome allows us to develop a nervous system and to think and to adapt to our environment. If we're hot, we walk into the shade. If we're thirsty, we go find water. Plants have to have all of the actions and responses to the environment hardwired into them. So if they get thirsty, they have to have a physiological process that allows them to adapt to water stress. They can't move and go find water. They can't move into the shade. They have to adapt to high temperature and excess sunlight through hardwired programs in their genome. So it's essentially a more complex genome in order to deal with all of the things that happen to a plant.
So if we had to cope with every single instance we might be faced with in a way that wouldn't allow us simply to adapt our behavior to it,
right,
then our genome would be essentially more complex.
Exactly. One way to think about it is I'm just, you know, thinking about your job. If you wanted me to do your job for the day, you could write down everything I should do, and I might know which buttons to press. But there's so many possibilities, and different things happen during the course of the day, which you know you'll make decisions and they'll work. I wouldn't have that. You'd have to write down all possibilities. If this happens, do this. If that, it would be a very complicated set of instructions.
So how do you go about mapping and sequencing a genome? Tell me a little bit about the process.
Okay. In brief, the genome is consists of many, many millions of bases. These are individual letters that we use to designate particular units of the DNA structure. And we can't, DNA is organized into chromosomes. Corn has 10 chromosomes. We can't sequence one chromosome from one end to the other. We can't decipher it for technical reasons, and that's true for any organism. So we have to chop it up into pieces, and then we can figure out the sequence of each little piece, and then we have to put the pieces back together again. And this is like putting together a jigsaw puzzle, and this is what we'll be doing at Iowa State, is trying to put those pieces back together again after WashU generates the sequence. This uses the extensive powers of computers, and something that Iowa State has become very good at over the last 5 years is a field called bioinformatics, which is a marriage between computer science and genomics and biology. So Cernavas Alaru, my colleague on this project, has a set of about 1,000 computers that work in parallel, and they help us put these pieces together. What we're doing is looking for overlaps. If you imagine you take a newspaper and shred it up into pieces, and then take 100 copies of that newspaper and shred them into pieces independently, you could put all this thing back together again by looking for overlaps in words and sentences. And this is what we're doing when we're assembling a genome, is looking for overlaps between sequences.
So looking for overlaps between sequences that tell you about how a plant uses water, for instance.
Well, except we don't, at that point, we don't even care what the gene is telling the plant to do. We just look, there's a commonality between two pieces, therefore they must go together.
Huh.
So just like when we put a jigsaw puzzle together, we look for the two blue pieces and they have the fit together. They go together. That's the assembly.
Okay.
It's a very, very complicated problem because there are so many, because we have hundreds of thousands of pieces, any of which could be attached to any other one, we have to look at a lot of different combinations to find the right ones.
Mapping the human genome is a project that I think a lot of people are familiar with,
right,
because that's a fairly recent development.
Yes,
and was
is.
Very highly publicized. Mm-hmm. That took quite a long time. How long do you expect this project to take?
This one's only going to take 3 years. Now, that's a little deceiving because we've spent the last 5 years getting ready for it, but the technology keeps moving forward, and so we're able to do this very efficiently. So this will all be done less expensively than the human genome.
how many people are going to be involved in this?
There will be dozens of people. There are four research institutes involved, each one of which has a number of people.
And who's funding all of this research?
This is funded by a consortium of the National Science Foundation, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Department of Energy.
And what do you hope comes out of this project? I mean, why are you so passionate about this? Why are you so interested in being involved?
So I've been studying corn since I was in my early 20s, which was a while ago. And this is a great organism. I mean, this is a plant that it was developed in the Western Hemisphere. Our agriculture rests on it. Indeed, our entire civilization rests on grains in general, corn, wheat, rice. Without those, we wouldn't have civilization. And it's a fascinating organism. I love working on it. And by sequencing the genome, we will really better understand this organism. And it'll open up whole hosts of new questions that I'll spend the rest of my life studying.
That's Patrick Schnabel, Associate Director of the Plant Sciences Institute at Iowa State University and co-principal investigator on the Corn Genome Sequencing Project.